Welcome to our podcast. I haven't sung for a long time. Red, this podcast is called Why Is Harriet Crying?
Okay.
And Harriet tells us why she's been crying every episode. And I guess we're going to ask you why you've been, if you've been crying, or things that made you sad. But essentially, it's to prove that I'm the better out of the two of us.
That's not...
I have the better outlook on life, better life philosophy.
Yeah.
Better, sort of, more of a spine, more of a backbone.
Okay, yeah.
So more of a, yeah, that's it.
Okay, cool.
A better personal morality as well, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Welcome to a new episode of Why Is Harriet Crying?
Welcome. Great to be back.
It's me, Backbone over there, Snow Patel. I'm Harriet Kempsey. We've got a guest with us. It's Red Richardson.
Hello.
You look terrified.
I didn't know if I was going to introduce myself. I thought.
Oh, you can.
I was expecting you to do it, but then you paused, so I thought, am I going to do
it? Oh, yeah, I know. I don't know why I paused. Yeah. It was kind of to add tension, I guess. I don't know.
We've not once done a non-awkward introduction.
Absolutely okay. Never so got a smooth one and been doing it for 4 years. So.
But I'm kind of like the cool guy of the podcast.
If you describe yourself as that, no one thinks that that is what you are.
It's because I'm sitting really like this. The way you sit sort of determines how you behave, doesn't it?
You've just started sitting like that. You've never sat like that before. You just found a new stance and it's really affected your personality.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
It's really hard to get guests to come on our podcast sometimes. And so why Bobby has to do it so much.
Yeah.
Because Harriet makes him do it.
And how many episodes have you done?
This is like 50 something.
And how many listeners?
Oh,
thousands.
Oh, yeah. Good. But we're on Patreon now.
I think we've had about
less.
100,000 listens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. To just one episode, no one listens to the others. Yeah, we just have one really
popular episode. I think we're into six figures.
It's not very interesting to talk about, really.
But it's good to throw numbers out there so other podcasts hear about our topic.
They know what they're dealing with.
Fucking those guys know what they're doing.
It's a competition at all times.
We must crush.
Who's your rival podcast? Who do you hate the most on the podcast?
We don't hate them, but our rival is definitely Rice to Meet You.
Because they're the only other, because we know them.
Because you live with Evelyn.
Oh, yeah. Not for much longer, though.
Oh, really?
Aww. Yeah.
What, because of podcast rivalry?
Yeah, we've fallen out. No, Evelyn's moving out, actually.
Oh, nice.
I would have liked to get her on the podcast but before she moves out, but...
So you asked me, because she's busy.
She's super busy at the moment doing her other podcast.
We tried everybody. No one would do it. Yeah. It's really difficult, but...
Yeah.
We just, yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
What have you been doing? How are you feeling?
I've been walking. I walked here.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I've got some trainers that I bought. So I walk in them.
Your walking always seems slightly manic.
I know, it is. I walked here because I don't know. I got so bored. I had two baths today because I was bored.
Bored, yeah.
And I read a bit of Michael McIntyre's book.
Oh, yeah, I've read that.
Inspiration. I read the last quarter of it because the first three quarters is just his life.
You just want to know.
No, it takes like 200 pages for him to start stand-up.
But the beginning bit's important because his dad was a comedy writer.
Yeah.
For Kenny
but then it's really depressing because in the book, he doesn't know his dad committed suicide.
Oh.
And so he thinks his dad died of a heart attack. And he has a letter from his dad in the book. And he says, my dad randomly wrote this letter just in case he ever died. And then...
Oh, it came out after.
It came out like 3 years ago.
Oh.
The stepmom said,
shit.
By the way, you know, 20 years ago when your dad died, didn't want to fuck your life up. He actually committed suicide. I don't know if this podcast...
You really brought the fun stories.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That is perfect for the podcast.
It's absolutely perfect, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So you could get McIntyre on and bets up. He'd say that's why he was crying. It seems reasonable.
Wow.
Why are you walking so much?
Because I'm trying to lose weight. I've got to get my weight down because I was diagnosed with having a fat liver. So now,
like pre-diabetic, that kind of thing, is it?
Well, you could put it that way, yeah.
It seems like name calling, fatty liver. It seems mean.
It's shaming.
Yeah.
I think I've got a beautiful plus size liver.
Is it enlarged? Is it like
it's enlarged? Yeah, it's empowering. It's fat.
What's that? Why does
it
the liver
work
get
well
fat?
It's big.
Too much salt, sugar, drinking. I think it's just.
You've been on the
so
old...
rather than cut that down, you're just walking.
No, I've stopped all that, and then I'm walking at the same
time.
Have
you stopped salt, fat, and sugar?
I haven't smoked for 2 weeks.
Oh, well done.
So it's shit.
How do you cut out salt, fat, and sugar? That's everything, isn't it?
We can't really. You just got to snot, like, eat popcorn and ice cream every night.
Popcorn's not that bad.
No, it depends how much salt you put in. But it's hard. Everything has crap in it, you realise.
It's just quite funny to just cut popcorn out of your diet. It's quite a
specific
niche.
I know, I used to eat a lot
niche.
Of it. Because if I quit smoking, drink, I do weeks of not smoking, drinking, then I'd eat a bag of Haribo Tang Fastics,
yeah.
pot of ice cream, and then a thing of popcorn.
I tell you what, I did a 5-day fast.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
What, just not eating for 5 days?
Yeah.
You for a whole 5 days?
Brilliant. Who describes a fast as brilliant?
It's really good for you.
Do you have salt with water, apparently?
Yeah.
Because I did 24 hours and that was enough.
Yeah, 24 hours is fine.
I tried it, but I got to 11 and then I got really dizzy.
How many hours?
11 a.m. No, 11 a.m. 11 a.m. because I got really stressed and panicked that I was that I was too dizzy. And so then I had to eat a Kit Kat.
But that's what makes it worse. Like sugar like that makes it worse.
No, but I think for me it's the stress because I missed breakfast and then I got really dizzy. So I wouldn't recommend it.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
To be honest, you're probably the healthiest out of us three.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's not saying much. It doesn't really mean anything, really. I don't know.
I'm just undiagnosed pre-diabetic.
Thanks anyway.
You're the least high risk.
Yeah.
But then you can't eat anything, so.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
lucky.
The secret.
Yeah.
No, but I do eat a lot of, I just one thing, like chocolate pots. Like I've just got specific things
I
eat.
You do eat a lot of
chocolate
pots.
I eat a lot of chocolate pots, yeah. But apparently the studies for fasting, they didn't do the studies on women, they just did them on men.
Good.
So no, it's not good. It's not good. It's bad. They're not investigating women. They're just looking into men and then.
Wonder why that is.
Well, because
we need to be healthy.
Yeah. No,
spend
no
extra money.
No, no. It's because they think women are too hormonal, so they don't test on the women because they say, "Oh, your hormones get in the way."
Yeah.
No one ever
That's
tests.
Exactly
they're like,
I just
"Yeah,
said.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly." Yeah. I said the same thing.
Your hormones
like,
get in the way.
Imagining
a
patronizing person saying it, and then you were that person.
Nice.
Yeah. So
I was trying to make excuses though for you.
Don't.
I was trying to help.
Do you still smoke?
No, I stopped. I read in April.
Okay.
So just after lockdown.
You read an article about how smoking's bad.
Do you want me to talk about how you're still smoking? When your mother's listening?
I'm not smoking.
No. Fifi? She was smoking in my garden a month ago.
Oh my God.
I didn't smoke actually because...
Phil Ellis made you a cigarette and you smoked it.
I didn't smoke it. Bobby did.
That's bad.
I stopped in April. I read.
Bobby laughing in the other room.
I stopped.
It's not true.
I stopped smoking in April. I read Alan Carr's Easy Way to Stop Smoking.
Well, he's written a book.
Not him. Not Alan.
Fucking hell.
Not the comedian.
That's a bit of a weird
What?
Yeah.
Do you want to? You can borrow it. It's really great. It's just like it's just a really boring book. But at the end of it, you're like, oh yeah, I don't want to smoke. It makes you just not want it.
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't seem convinced.
I don't think that's true at all.
You haven't even read it.
I disagree. Yeah, but if it worked on you, can it work on someone else? It feels like
well, it's not just written for me.
But
it
feels like the magic after
Ashton
you've
Kutcher.
Read it, it shouldn't work on another person.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Why? What?
So let all Hollywood celebrities go to him to stop smoking.
What?
They go to Alan Carr's Easy Way
Clinic.
How
do you know that?
They're all their testimonials on the back.
Why don't they just read the book?
Because they've got money. They can just have someone read it to them.
Why don't you get an audiobook?
You can.
So his job is stopping celebrities smoking.
He died of lung cancer a few years back. But
what, is that true?
He stopped smoking in like, he stopped when he was 40 and he figured out a way of stopping himself. So he was on like over 100 a day.
How? There's not even
100
time.
A day?
Yeah, he was over 100 cigarettes a day.
Jesus.
And he was getting to the point where he'd burn the back of his hand on the cigarette that was in his mouth because he was trying to put another one in, like unthinkingly. And
I think this was something else. I think
he went
had
to
another
a
kind of problem.
No, he went to a hypnotherapist. And that cured him. And then he went to the hypnotherapist, figured out how it stopped him. And it's a really interesting technique. But
it
basically,
feels like he should have given the hypnotherapist some money.
He did. He paid the hypnotherapist.
No, but extra money, some of the book cuttings.
Well, it's not this. The
book
doesn't hypnotize you.
Yeah, but that's what he did. No, he saved his life and he owes them money. Oh, but they didn't because then he died in the end. Anyway. Sorry, carry on. Please.
So basically, and it's an interesting way of dealing with addiction is basically you just repeat the reasons, all the reasons people say they smoke, he just tackles. And at the end of it, you realize, oh yeah, I don't know why. All the psychological reasons you smoke, he just goes through them and you just...
I know all the reasons why I eat chocolate pots. It doesn't work. I still want to eat
But it's not for
them.
Chocolate pots, it's for smoking.
But you could just replace smoking with chocolate pots.
No, you can't
pots.
Because why? you get some good from chocolate pots. You get calories, which you need to live. But you get nothing that you need from cigarettes.
Peace and quiet.
You don't get that. Delicious you get peace and
nicotine.
Quiet from sitting in an empty room.
What do you
room?
Get from a chocolate pot?
Choco.
You need
lovely choco.
Lovely choco.
All them lovely choco calories.
Yes.
I will. Have you ever stopped smoking and then replaced that addiction with something else?
Yeah, sweets. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it does. So I've put on a stone and a half since I stopped smoking.
Really?
And that's you're just eating chocolate and lard. I just go for chocolate and lard.
Yeah, yeah,
drinking
yeah.
And,
eat shit.
Yeah.
What chocolate do you eat?
Tony's Chocolate Only.
That sounds like chocolate for divorcees.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's, it can be. Yeah. You can certainly get divorced and head
Tony's
to that
Chocolate Only.
Choco Lonely.
Choco Lonely. Is that really?
I think it's loony. It's not it's lonely.
Isn't it?
I think you're seeing what you feel.
That's bad.
It's called Tony's Choco Lonely.
Choco Loony, isn't it?
It's called Choco Lonely. It is Choco Lonely.
Why would they call it that?
So it's this Dutch brand, right? And it's really good because this it was basically set up by a group of mates because they wanted a chocolate that didn't rely on any slave labor throughout the chain, because most chocolate you eat relies on sort of very unethical conduct along the supply.
Pots?
Yeah, all your chocolate pots are slave labor.
They're vegan.
Doesn't matter. There's people involved who are being slaves.
Exploited.
But you don't care because...
What, even Ben and Jerry's?
They're owned by Unilever. I don't know why everyone looks to Ben and Jerry's being like they're great guys. No. Fucking Unilever owned them. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I had, it was chocolate, and then I was doing frosted shreddies every day, two bowls.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
With barista oat milk. So the thick, fatty
stuff.
Oh, that's
actually very fatty.
Is that not better for you? I
thought that was
it's
way
very
worse.
Calorific. It's because it's full of vegetable oil.
You need
oil.
Cashew milk.
Right, but I think all of those nut milks.
No, cashew milk's very low in calories.
Okay, but my point is
I'm just telling you it's true.
Okay.
What? Sorry.
But this is like, do you remember last year when I was on cereal and I realized that I was eating, 6,000 calories a week of cereal?
Yeah.
I did that again. That's because it's like you just start doing it.
Yeah, so you don't really learn, do you, from the things that you do?
But yeah, you were on sweets.
I was, sweeties. I bought some scales. Now I'll just weigh myself like 4 times a day.
After every piss.
Yeah. It's like an obsession. So.
You shouldn't do it. You should do it once a week on the same day.
No, but it goes up and down. So.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I'm going to do 30 press-ups and try again.
It's amazing how much your weight fluctuates
over
days.
How much does
it change
in a day?
It's so go like I lost a kilo and then I put it back like kilo and a half back
but
on.
But were you wearing a hat that you took off or something?
No,
like,
it doesn't.
It's genuinely it's yeah.
Like I left a gig and everyone was like going to a party and I just had to jump in an Uber to avoid it, and then I got a pizza as a sort of like and then I weighed myself the next day and I put on like a kilo and a bit, like 3.
It's all just going up every time.
And I'd walk 20,000 steps that day.
Oh, God. So, that's 10 miles.
Yeah, you're fucked.
But I think it's delayed. I think it doesn't catch up. It's like a lot of things, it doesn't catch up with the... Like, you know, when your steps, it takes a little while for it to catch up with it. I think your body's like that. It takes a while for the calories to catch up.
I guess it trends down, though, hopefully, you'd hope, over, the course of a couple of weeks.
You're only meant to weigh yourself once a week, apparently.
Yeah.
What's the... Is there a certain thing you're sticking to? In terms of exercise and like
not,
that.
I just do loads of walking and then weights.
Because walking could.
How heavy are your weights?
Have you got pretty a garage? Did it what? Like what are you doing with the weights?
Big stuff. Yeah.
What are you? What?
No, they're like 25 per side, 100 reps of them.
25 grams.
100 reps of
kilos. Not in one go. Just do I do
25 kilos.
10 reps of 10 in each hand.
My cat weighs 2.5 kilos. So that's 10 cats.
So I'm lifting
on each
10
side.
Cats on each side.
Oh my God, chaos. Yeah. Can you imagine the chaos of that? Jesus Christ.
Imagine 10 screaming cats on each arm.
God, that would be
but
exhausting.
No, it's been 2 weeks, but it's boring.
Has it gone down at all?
I don't know. I was 14 and a half, and I think I've lost half a stone.
But is your liver yet less fat?
I don't know. I haven't asked it. But no, you got to go. I'm going in a month, and then you get a test again.
Yeah.
My flatmate went to one of these body scanners in Edgware Road. Like, there's one in London, which is the most accurate fat scanning thing in the country.
Wow.
Nice.
You got to pay 30 quid to do it.
Oh, that's right. I wouldn't mind doing that. Yeah.
Well, he just came out and said he's over a third fat.
Really?
Over a third of him is just fat.
Top or bottom?
More than half of him is fat.
Yeah.
So he's only
really fat
upstairs.
He's only 25% himself, really, is that?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, yeah, the rest is water, isn't it? How much is water? 80% is water anyway.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I mean, I don't know, body fat percentage is like between 20 and 30 is normal, isn't it? I thought.
Yeah, but if you check, I check my BMI and it's just horrendous. I didn't know.
But the BMI is your fat percentage almost.
Yeah, so for my height and my weight, I was 14 and a half stone, 5'8", so I was in the...
Right.
There's colour zones, just to make it, and it goes...
What colour's yours?
I was in... It's weirdly, yellow's the final one. You'd think it'd be red.
Yeah.
But it's red, and I was in yellow desperately towards the
right,
the end of it.
What do you think your life would be like if you were, like, 6% body fat?
It's boring.
Imagine hungry.
Yeah,
hungry.
You'd be super ripped.
Yeah, but like, I don't know if that's...
I don't think being super ripped suits everyone, though.
No, I don't think it does. I don't think it's good for comedy, either. You see someone who's good looking, you just go, fuck off.
Yeah, but you're assuming
you
that just because you're super ripped, you're
you
good looking. Yeah,
ugly.
You can still be ugly.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of ugly ripped people. Very true.
And you're a beautiful, fatty-livered person.
Yeah, I am. I am. No, I've been Googling how long it takes to put... I found a thread on one of those Q&A websites and there's a load of lads on that saying you can sort out in 2 weeks.
No, see, you're just...
I Googled how long did it take? And there's a couple of the fellas on
load of the boys
saying,
being like, 2 weeks, lad.
Two weeks is all you need, and then it's just
2 weeks to do
back
what?
To normal. To sort your liver out.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
If
lots
you
of water,
have like
flush
no.
It out.
Yeah.
Because the fat goes from your liver first, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it,
it's a good, good bit of kit, your liver. That's what I've discovered. It's not like your heart were.
There was a columnist. I think he's a sketch writer for the Independent, so like a parliamentary sketch writer.
Yeah,
and he wrote this article where he was like, "Whenever I need to lose weight, I go down to 200 calories a day in the form of lettuce."
That's
and
horrible.
That's what.
But I can't live like that.
No. But he's
day.
Like, you do that for 10 days and then you're set.
You're
for
so
a year.
Grumpy though.
How much does he lose? He must.
Yeah, he was saying, "Oh, I've got to lose like 2 stone for a wedding. I'll probably start 2 weeks before the wedding."
Wedding? Why does he need to lose weight for a wedding?
To fit into the suit.
Why need to buy a bigger suit?
Fuck, and then he just
does that.
God.
I think that's what some people don't mind doing, like massive like swings.
Huge.
Yeah.
Because yeah,
that's one bowl of salad a day.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I could.
It's a weird,
or three
yeah.
Very small bowls.
Yeah.
Very good point.
You could have just like, I don't know how much, I don't eat lettuce, so I don't know.
Or just handfuls rather than in a bowl.
But you realise even Pret, you go in, the baguettes are like 650 calories. They're like, you know, just...
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And you do realise, like, afterwards, I ate a cheese and pickle one, and I had the worst, like, I was so dehydrated from the salt.
Really?
Yeah, I had the worst mouth. It was just, like, I had to drink, like, 2 litres of water. So,
well, that's about a kilo.
If any of your livers...
there
any
you
of your
go.
Listeners
water
have bad,
weight.
Bad
yeah.
livers... Stay away from Pret.
Stay away from Pret. Well,
and just go on the internet, look at what these boys are doing.
Join a chat room with some experts.
I was missing Pret so much that, like, when they finally reopened, I did a like 50-minute walk to my nearest Pret.
Yeah,
and got a sandwich, and I was like, "This is fucking disgusting."
Yeah, it is. It's
like, why do I miss it? I think
it's
I
horrendous.
Miss everything around it.
Yeah,
like,
I got because I didn't have a Burger King for 6 months. It's before my diagnosis when my life changed. But I'd already eaten because I was in a petrol station. I didn't see a Burger King, so I'd already eaten, and then I saw a Burger King, and I was full. But I thought, I haven't had one in so long.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have one. And they're usually disgusting afterwards, but this was just triple the... Because I'd had a cheese panini, then I ate a chicken royale with chips with a Coke. And then I was just driving in a car, I was just sweating.
Were you on your own?
No, Rosie was with me.
So she witnessed it.
Just
well.
A horrible sweat that's not a workout. So it's just salt and sugar just coming out of my fat body.
And this was the summer you were supposed to get married as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, no need to rub it in.
No, I'm just moving in, changing the topic so we can talk about
so
how sad that is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bad things have happened.
I don't... Well, you know, it's not like, yeah. I don't think of that. I don't think of like the pandemic as being like a bad thing that we've got to deal with, but more like, okay, well, you know, we're all in the same boat. So I guess
yeah,
we're all
everyone's
just
got their own things. Like,
yeah, it's not like,
300,000 yeah, like, people have died.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
and you,
but have they really? Yeah. Have they
That's
really?
True.
Or is it?
And
5G?
You couldn't go to prep for a bit, so yeah. everybody struggled. Yeah, difficult for everybody, actually. Yeah.
It's been hard.
I've had to work from home for ages.
Yeah.
I haven't been out there.
Did you do any Zoom gigs?
I did.
Really?
I did. And do you know what? They're all right. Mm. I don't mind.
You're not swayed by people's reaction, though, so it's fine for you.
Well, I think I'm a pure artist in that sense.
You don't care what anyone thinks.
I don't care what anyone
thinks. Those Zoom gigs, you know, become very expensive after your death, I think. When people realise.
Is this a good time for you to tell Red my...
What?
Neil's got a joke.
I did this great joke in the house. No, you, Harriet, you do it.
Okay. Have you ever heard of butter?
Yes.
This isn't part of the joke. She's just doing the cream.
Okay, so I'm by my fridge.
No,
in
no,
Sunil's
you haven't
house.
Told him the brand of the butter.
Oh, the brand of the butter is President Butter.
Yeah, the French butter. It's really nice.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So then what happens, I'm at my fridge, I know Snail's at his fridge, and then
all the boys are in the kitchen.
All the boys are in the kitchen, and then he opens the fridge, but then he goes, make way for the president of the butter.
No!
Yeah.
Wait, who wants a
sandwich? But no, don't say that. Who says that? What kind of catchphrase is that?
I don't know.
Who wants a sandwich? Is this a joke you've done on stage? Is this just new?
This is a new goal.
It was on the Patreon.
This is the most.
Oh, so
it was on the Patreon
this
episode.
One.
So if you want to hear the actual,
you gotta pay a fiver.
So on our Patreon, I tell Harriet about a joke I did at home, which is probably the best joke I've ever done at home. Yeah. So there's a French,
and there's been some big ones.
What other jokes have you done at home?
Well, should I tell them what it is first?
Yes,
because he hasn't heard.
No, because it's just for the Patreon. You can't say.
Okay. I'll do it. There's a little tease. So there's a brand of French butter called President Butter, and I had it in the fridge at home, and I thought, hang on.
You can't say, because it's for the Patreon. You're not allowed, you can't say the joke.
And all the boys were in the kitchen, and I thought, I brought the butter out, and I went, ba-ba-da-ba. My lords, ladies, and gentlemen, may I please introduce President Butter.
That's good.
You just ruined
the windows shook.
Because you were laughing. You've ruined the Patreon. Now no one's going to want to join Patreon.
Please join
it
our Patreon.
It was really funny on Patreon, but you just made it really bad. We're going to have to bleep that out. Bleep out the joke.
What?
We're going to have to bleep it out.
I think we should clip this up, put it online.
I don't think so.
Red, what do you
so.
Think the best bit of it has been so far? Like, what can we clip up to put online for the socials?
I think the joke has got to be, that was so good.
Who's telling of it?
You were both really good. It was hard to say.
Bizarre.
It's weird that this table has Luca Capani written on it.
Yeah.
Who beat me in So You Think You're Funny final in 2015.
Harriet.
Wow.
And I think that's weird that you've picked this table.
Why do you think we picked it?
To make me cry.
Yeah, to make you
feel...
Because
I actually...
Did you cry?
I cried that night.
Did
what?
You?
What? You cried?
No, I... Well, look.
What year was this? 2015. Okay.
And he won.
And you cried on stage?
No.
What?
Gilded
you burst
balloon
into
wine
tears
bar.
When they
I rang my
them.
Mum and I think I kicked a wall.
What were you? You were runner-up, though.
Wasn't placed.
Oh.
Why did you cry?
I didn't cry. Look, I was just very upset. So I have a very high opinion of my own abilities, and they weren't...
So he won?
He won, and then I think Eureka came second, and then...
Was it Ed?
Yeah.
Oh, you cried, yeah.
But, yeah, there's a lot of conspiracies about why that happened.
Sunil beat me in a competition once, and then he cried because he thought that he shouldn't have won and that I should
not
have won.
Anyway.
Yeah, so he was on stage and he
is
said,
that actually,
he
that's
bawled
the Reading
and he
new
said,
act of
this, I don't deserve
Reading.
This.
Did you
I don't deserve Reading of the Year. Harriet should have won and
no,
he
no.
cried because of the injustice.
Darius Davies should have won, but he overran, so they had to disqualify him. He killed.
No, I didn't actually cry. I'm just...
Trying to fit it in. You
I
are quite
either.
An emotional person.
No, I was very upset. I remember being like really angry.
That's so sad that you were angry, because you shouldn't have been angry with yourself.
This is what a true competitor
does. Yeah, you have to win.
You must win and crush.
But it's also not even Luca's first language, you know?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Or Yuriko's.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't think of that. Yeah. Yeah, so I was I was fuming.
Italy, Japan, and then
I sort of saw Ed as my protégé at the time. And then
protégé.
It couldn't have gone worse. Yes.
Both in it for less than a year.
It was really bad. And then the reviews were awful.
Were they?
Yeah. I've got some bad reviews.
I've never understood why you give reviews to people that had been going for a year.
It's been going like 5 months.
Yeah, madness, yeah. Isn't it?
5 months of comedy. It was bad.
I think I saw one of your early gigs when you were talking about the sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was great.
I've only recently stopped doing
sunglasses?
That.
It's such a great... He has a bit about going to the club and getting a test for chlamydia.
Yeah.
And wearing... You get free sunglasses. And him and his friend were the only people in the club who put their sunglasses on to prove they'd had a
Weirdly, I think that sketch would go really well on the ITV sketch show.
I think it would as well.
Yeah.
God, imagine, yeah. Anyway.
You couldn't have a club. Are you
doing
these
that?
Days?
No, I'm not doing it. That sketch would be really good on there. You know?
You could just make your own sketch, though, with it.
Yeah, but I think the ITV guys would really go for something like that. You
should write to them.
No. I think Luke is doing it.
Very competitive year for them this year because everyone's got no work. So.
Yeah, anyone will be doing anything. And that's one thing about the clubs. They'll be like big acts and they'll be there. You go, just fuck off, you know?
Yeah.
You don't need this.
That's what I've always said, Harriet. Yeah. You're doing it tonight, aren't you? Doing the clubs tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back on. I did do a gig last night. You can't do any of the old material because none of it worked, you know?
Yeah, they don't remember.
It was with my mates last year. It just sounds shit.
The only gigs I've done have been one was at a palace and one was on the beach. It's nothing's really normal anymore.
I did a gig in Torquay on the just outside of Torquay on a cliff, like a hotel overlooking.
Windy.
It was hot. It was so pissing with rain.
Pissing with rain and windy.
It was
windy on the beach actually.
Yeah, and there's no cover for the audience. So it's raining. So they were sat there. And every time they went to get a drink, the promoter would have to come and wipe their chair clean. And I saw, and people have reserved seats, and he was laying out bits of paper, like, with their names written on them, and he put them down, he'd written them in ink, and it would just smudge everywhere.
Get out.
And then the audience wearing earphones, because they didn't want people walking by to hear the jokes.
Yeah, you know, okay.
Steal the great.
Getting
comedy
that
for
sweet, free content.
Don't want to cheer anyone up in these times. Don't want anybody to get a laugh that they haven't paid for.
Not as generous as Sunil giving out the free
President Buzzer joke.
But then they had earphones in, but there was a 3-second delay.
Yeah.
So the MC would decide to do crowd work and be like, "Where do you live?" And they go, "Torquay." Are you a couple? Yeah, and it's just very odd.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because they couldn't be with someone else because they wouldn't be in the bubble.
Yeah, and there's just, you could see ferries just going past, like P&O cruises. And I just thinking, God, like, because I remember going on ferries as a kid and there's always be a children's entertainer in the crash and you'd all kick him. I just thought about, there's probably one on there as I'm doing this gig. And
he's having a fucking great time.
I used to think he was the biggest loser ever. That's why I'd kick them, you know, because... But no,
please do keep supporting live comedy, everybody. Yeah.
I did a gig where all the audience were wearing masks.
Yeah.
So you can't tell if they're encouraging, like smiling or encouraging you. You can only wait for them to laugh. It's absolutely terrifying not seeing people's mouths.
Does your beard really itch with the mask on?
No, I got this lovely mask from a lady's underwear maker, and it's very breathable.
You stole Evelyn's pants.
I invested in one of those ones with a nose. You must invest in yourself.
Sugar. Increase in value over
maybe.
The pandemic.
Yeah. I could put it on eBay.
Who wants your old mask?
There'll be a new Patreon tier for my old masks.
Yeah, you could do that.
But you are quite an emotional person.
Yes.
I'd say. I think you're a bit like me. You get overwhelmed.
I can, yeah, I can.
I've never seen you overwhelmed.
Especially after a hard workout. I do a lot of times. I'm trying to think of the last big cry. Most embarrassing cry I think I've ever had was it actually not far from here in Hampstead. I went to a party. I've been dumped by this girl and I got really drunk. And my cousin is, she's like, she's 6 years younger than me. So she was like 19, I was like 25 or something. And I went and hung out. She was about, and I was really drunk. There was no one else about. So I went and hung out with her and her mates. We ended up going to a party. And it was the first time I've ever, like, because they were like, it was the first time I felt that my age group was no longer the young, cool people. Because they were all had their own things, you
and
know?
And that made you cry.
No.
To prove that you were still cool, you cried.
Yeah, I was trying to prove myself. But then I started, like, it was weird. I completely misjudged the... I thought I'll impress them with my with my prowess as an older guy.
No. Yeah. What did you do? How did you do that?
I was talking. We started. Someone put on Tupac or something. I remember saying to this kid, I was really drunk, and I was saying I'd beat Tupac in a physical fight. And they were like, they were all like sort of Timothy Chalamet, you know, the actor.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they were
yeah.
a new breed of man. I'd grown up and it was like Bruce Willis was the guy. Yeah. Then they grew up and it was like Andrew Garfield. So I'd missed the memo. And so being an idiot wasn't cool anymore.
Yeah.
And it was actually cool because they were drinking red wine. I was like, oh, yeah, didn't know you were a girl. You know, all that's out the window. So I'm desperately trying to like fit in. And then they were smoking weed and they were all sort of really like in touch with everything. Knew about the environment. Just it was completely, I was shocked, you know?
Yeah.
And I had a toke on a spliff. I hadn't smoked weed for years. And suddenly it just completely just zonked me out. And I was having like, every time I said something, there was like a sort of preamble in my head that went on 10 minutes before. And then I'd miss the conversation. And so I'd be like, yeah, no. And it was already gone, you know? And then I just thought, oh, the Tupac thing was something I wouldn't stop going on about. And I sort of... And like 3 years before, I'd been in really good shape. So I started getting pictures of myself out of when I was in really good shape and showing all the kids. And I think they just thought I was
showing all the kids.
Yeah.
Pre-fatty liver.
Yeah, pre-fatty liver. When I was 22.
Nudes to the kids.
The only time I was in shape. And at this, I wasn't even that good, you know, shape. It was like I just did protein shake for a month.
And well, that's why I tried. It didn't
work.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It didn't work at
Wouldn't
all.
Work now either. But... And then it just sort of was this thing, and I was so stoned. I wanted to leave, and I was paranoid if I left, they'd start talking about me. And I ended up getting an argument with this kid because I thought he was smirking at me, and I was like, fuck, because he obviously was smirking at me because I was 6 years older than them, completely off my face, showing them pictures of me, my muscles, and saying about how Tupac... I was like, Tupac was privately educated, and they're like, no, he wasn't. I had this huge row, then they Wikipedia, and it turns out he wasn't. I don't know what I was doing.
He went to ballet school.
And I was like showing them pictures of Tupac and saying he had no core strength and stuff. Like, it was really embarrassing. And I was so stoned. I had this huge row with them. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to leave. And I was like, don't worry about me. And I left and they were in this garden. And they were like, so they're like arty private school kids, which is the worst type. Because there's a sort of, there's the posh military private school. And those kids get abused and they're unbearable, but they have this inner sadness and that's good. Whereas the arty ones, they're sort of in this incubator for their whole lives and their mums are like, oh. And then they're sort of really liberal. They probably talk to their mums about sex and like they're just weird kids, but they have this inner confidence that never, you know, they haven't been hit and they should have been. And so they're really like unbearable. So we really clashed and had this huge row. I left and... I was walking out, I was really stoned and drunk, and then they had these huge double doors, which are see-through glass, and I made this big exit, and I walked down, I just smacked face first into the glass, it made the biggest noise, my nose started bleeding everywhere, and my cousin's like, you're right, it's really embarrassing, I'm like, don't touch me, I've just been saying I beat Tupac up, and then... Yeah, they like wiping off all the blood. And then I started thinking about my ex. It all came together. I'd humiliated myself, been dumped, was drunk, just broke my nose. I just burst into tears in front of all these kids.
Were they looking through the window?
No, I was on their side of the window. I was on the same side. I didn't get through. I just went smack right into it. Because I can see it. It just looked like I was walking straight through.
My dog does that.
Yeah, your dog does it. Thank you. And I just started crying and I was covered in blood. And it was just a sort of really embarrassing, like my cousin was like, do you want me to walk you home, you know?
She's
a 19-year-old female cousin. And I'm just there, just like, you know, when the most embarrassing thing about nosebleeds is when you have to stick the tissue up to stop it bleeding. But it was, it wasn't a humble, it was a horrible experience. And that was bad. Sorry, mate. But also, you know when the tears come and you try and fight them and you're talking?
Yes, it makes it worse.
And it's not, because they weren't manly two-pack tears where it just dribbles down the cheek. You know, like if you're visiting your dad in prison, you do the fist through the glass, that sort of cool crying.
Yeah.
It was just pathetic crying. And that was my last big... No, I've cried a lot. There's been a lot. I cry from bad things, you know?
Yeah.
I cry if people I don't like do well. You know, I just... I get really upset.
Did you cry when Luca Capani... So you didn't cry when Luca Capani won?
Whether I did or didn't cry that night, I think I might have. I think I was fucking furious. I think I was really angry.
It's not nice to lose.
It's not nice to lose. You shouldn't want to lose. I don't think you should be a good loser. It's not a thing to teach children. I think you should be fucking angry. But sorry, yeah.
No, you're right.
What do you think you teach your child?
To be angry?
Yeah.
You got to teach them to figure out how to win rather than...
That's true.
Yeah.
You say, look, you should have done this and this. But
you'll learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. You learn from your mistakes, don't you?
No.
Exactly. So,
Absolutely not.
Have you never cried at losing a comedy competition? I didn't cry, by the way. I'm just messing around.
I've never lost, so it's I don't think I have cried about losing one. I've definitely been annoyed. I think you're annoyed about. I've been annoyed about not going through.
Right.
Because then you're like, oh fuck, like what now? You know, like at the beginning when you're like, they're another so important,
year. And you think you're shit. Yeah. And you go, God.
Yeah.
It's the only sort of outside. So people say it's the only time you ever get told that you can do it.
It's a weird thing with comedy competitions. If people don't know, it's like when you start doing stand-up comedy, you very quickly start getting judged against your peers.
Yeah.
Hello, there's someone at the door. Hello?
I ain't got none stars.
What?
What?
But I've just been heckled by my own husband. Okay, no, it is right.
Did you cry and say you got no stars?
I cried.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
That is true. I cried my first Edinburgh because it went really badly. And I cried to Kate Lucas, I don't got none stars.
Is that what you said?
I ain't got none stars.
I was crying and then I was crying and saying, I don't got none stars.
Why? Did you get a 0-star review?
You would never have got a 0-star.
I didn't. It was the first couple of weeks and I just didn't have any 4 or 5 stars to put on posters. Everyone had them on their posters. Yeah, yeah. And then mine didn't have any. And then I cried and said, I don't got none stars. And I think I can see where you're
Edinburgh's
coming from.
Edinburgh's horrible for that because you do. Oh, yeah, and I've been there 3 weeks. I think if you don't sort of have a breakdown, then you're a psychopath, you know?
I didn't have a breakdown.
Oh, yeah, because you have.
Because you're a psychopath,
You've got the look.
No, because you're a psychopath.
No, but by the time we are where we're, like, by the time you've done it enough, you realise that you pay money to get those stars.
But I think it's you should go into it more.
Well, as in, like, you need to pay for PR in order to get the people in.
Yeah.
I don't think you go into it with a win. Like, you have to win. Like, maybe me and Red are putting ourselves more on the line. You're not swayed either way. Like, you're
but
just
I've
not fussed.
Already won.
Why?
Before I go there.
Have you?
99% of comedians aren't funny.
Oh, so you're in the 1% of...
Who are the 99%?
Every single person not in this venue.
Wait, no,
I don't mean it like, I don't mean it like that. I mean in the sense that like, I think I'm doing it right, so I'm fine.
If you got a 2-star, would that not piss you off?
Yeah, it would, but then like also, I don't really respect those people. I suppose there are obviously good reviewers, but I don't respect any of them anyway. In the sense that, like, it's annoying if you get 2-star because that ruins audience numbers.
What if you got 2 stars from Michael McIntyre?
Already have. I've got loads of 2-star. I've had loads of 2-star reviews.
But from some, what if you got one from Bill Gates? Someone you really respect.
Why would Bill Gates be doing comedy reviews?
He decided to work for Chortle. It's always been my dream.
But no comedian in their right mind would review. No one who knows what they're doing when it comes to comedy would be a reviewer.
No, they'd be doing something else.
Yeah.
It's a mean thing to do, to be mean to people.
It's kind of like, I get why, like, I would love to give some shows 2 stars.
Would you?
Because it's like, I don't think it's good. But then I would never actually go through with it.
You wouldn't publish it. It's like on Twitter, you always want to call someone a cunt, but you never actually do it, you know?
Yeah, I wanted to do that.
Because I'm a pussy.
No, but I think it's like... why are you so sure that you're right? Like, that's what I would like that. Like, that you're so sure that it doesn't matter
but you must
if
know,
you win or lose because...
You must know that you're funny and that people want to work with you, and that's all this game is.
I don't know.
That's
I...
all comedy is.
No, because deep down you go, am I deluded? You're always going to do that.
Otherwise. Yeah,
no, because
I desperately
if you're
want other people's...
making money doing it, then you are... you. That's what
I know, but then I think you'd probably start gigging if you were content, because you go, well, I'm funny and that's that ticked. Otherwise, you don't.
But you
keep
going and making more stuff and becoming better at things. But I think, like, most people that do really well at Edinburgh don't make a living from comedy.
That's very true.
Which is why it's such a...
Weirdly, what works there doesn't work outside of it.
Yeah. And you're if you're doing well in Edinburgh, you're essentially playing to an audience of people that aren't...
Love comps and will never pay for a fucking ticket. That's the funny thing.
I think, yeah.
What you want is people who will buy the DVD.
They
don't do DVDs anymore.
It's very complicated, isn't it? I know the whole Edinburgh thing is very complicated. I don't. Yeah.
It's weird. But I think if you stop drinking, I think you stop crying so much.
I watched going straight on the socials.
I watched because I used to drink and watch YouTube on my own. I went up watching a 50 Cent documentary.
Mm.
And at the end, his granddad's talking about how he always knew he was going to be a success. And
right.
And then his granddad?
Yeah, his granddad.
Just his granddad.
It was just his granddad. He wasn't.
Oh, I thought you said his granddad was a success.
No, his 50 Cent was always going to be... His 50 Cent was always... He always thought he was going to be special.
Right.
And then he goes onto the stage and it's his granddad talking and there's like 50,000... And I just burst into tears. It was so emotional.
So you imagine you're 50 Cent?
No, I just was happy for him and his granddad.
Oh, that's
I don't
really
even
nice.
Like 50 Cent's music. I was just into the... I just got into
the
story.
You never heard
In the
Club?
I know. I'm not huge on it.
Well, you never like...
I'm sure.
I know. I like him more than I like
his glasses.
I like him on Instagram. He's a complete troll.
Is he?
Because he bought. Remember when he bought the front row of seats for?
Oh, Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Oh yeah, that was. I imagine you doing something.
Yeah,
like that.
I would like to do that with my money. Not give it to charity. Just play pranks.
Luca Capani's.
Yeah. His whole Edinburgh run. I'll buy every ticket. Sorry, Luca.
Do you guys want to hear a sad story?
Yeah.
Okay, I tell a sad story every time to try and make Sunil feel something.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you ever managed it?
Well, no. The last one she chose was from Golf World magazine.
Okay.
I've made you cry before with them.
You've made me cry with laughter at how stupid
right,
it was.
You're right. For some couples, lockdown has provided an opportunity to spend more quality time together, free from the distractions of social events and other people. Does that make you sad because you're not in a couple? For others, it has led to tension and arguments. And for teenage turtles, the issues have been no different. Cammy and Ernie
about turn on that
are two of Sea Life Manchester's giant green turtles. And they have built up a promising relationship with proud staff, hopeful that they might breed. But instead of using the months away from prying visitors to deepen their affection, a rift has grown.
Ooh.
Cammy has been responding to her suitor's advances with biting, and Ernie, growing frustrated, has been getting more than friendly with the rocks in their spacious tank.
He's fucking the rocks.
Is that what he means?
Getting
he's fucking
friendly
the rocks.
With a rock.
Concerned staff have now turned love doctors and have been helping their star attractions rekindle their relationships with fancy meals, date activities, and even relaxing massages. The change in Cammy and Ernie's behaviour is quite significant. Our expert creature welfare team, which has been,
before,
yes, I do, in the aquarium daily, caring for all our creatures' needs, has noted a distinct change in activity, including clear displays of standoffish behaviour from Cammy and Ernie getting, it just repeated the same bit, and Ernie getting a little frisky
accident,
with the rocks. No, it's the same bit. I don't
What's
know.
He doing
they
with
just
the
repeated
rocks,
it. I don't, they said frisky in this, so he must be fucking the rocks.
He's fucking lonely nights in the desert.
But it must be confusing if you're a turtle, because rocks do look like turtles.
Yeah, but you're a
so
turtle,
you, would
you know
confuse,
what another turtle is.
No, but you might think a rock is, do you know what I mean? Like a shell, it looks like a rock. Date nights with a pair of involved. Their
makes
favorite
no sense.
Meal of Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and broccoli.
Which bit do you want
all
to cry
served at a distance to help prevent them bickering. Toys have been provided to encourage them to play. Oh, I didn't take a photo of the second page of second page. I think I got
which
the impression there were sex toys. And the Times.
It's not from the Times.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Sadly, it is from the Times.
It's a slow news time. But what do you think about that? Do you think that's sad that even COVID is affecting turtles?
No.
I don't know. I think they're right. I mean, he's got his rocks. Yeah, I think it's moved on.
It's probably the most tepid story you've ever told.
He's really getting upset. His rocks off.
I would be upset.
That was Patreon.
I'd be upset if Bobby started fucking rocks.
He's not a turtle.
Mm. No. Exactly. It'd be even worse.
Is that the saddest story of the week?
Apparently. In this pandemic, that
Lebanon
is the
saddest. Or something.
No, but we're trying to make Sunil feel he's not affected by the news.
Not that.
Well, don't care.
Not that story.
No.
When did you last cry?
When I watched Creed 2 about 4 years ago.
Oh, nice. Really?
No, it was about 2 years ago. Creed 2.
Okay, well, I think with that, we've reached the end of the podcast.
Oh, and when I did that President Butter joke, I cried with laughter at the end of that.
Nice.
Yeah, mm. Okay. So we're now on Patreon, so you can listen to us weekly if you subscribe on Patreon, patreon.com/whyisharrietcrying. There's lots of different tiers. If you can't afford it, obviously, please don't feel you have to. But if you want to hear us talking shit and hear the President Butter joke in its true
form,
and watch the videos, you can join there.
Yeah, and follow us on Instagram at whyisharrietcrime.
Red, have you got any gigs coming up or anything you want to push? You got your Twitter?
Follow Red on...
My Twitter's... I'm going to quit. I hate it. At Red... I get no followers. It's awful. I get no likes.
You're an Instagram guy.
At Red Richardson1.
Oh, big Instagram guy.
At Red Richardson1.
Yeah.
Is your Instagram?
Yeah, because someone's got Red Richardson. I don't know why. So it's not even their name. It's a journalist, and she tweets me saying people tag her in gigs.
That's annoying, isn't it?
And I said, well, why? But it's not even her real name. So I just think, why did you fuck off? It's like Julie or something, but she's Ginger. And then, well, you're in the spot, not me. So, but
why don't
Red
you
Richardson
change your
one,
name to Julie Richardson every time, and then you could take her?
Every time he says the handle, you talk over it and misses out the one, and I can't hear the one.
At Red Richardson 1. There's a lot of cool stuff happening there, so
really?
Tune in, yeah. No, not really, I can only take selfies because the front of my camera's broken. So anytime I want to do something, I've got to be in it. So I've looked at all my pictures and it looks like I'm a psycho, but that's the reason.
I have thought you'd be posting a lot of selfies.
But no,
actually.
So I can't take front-facing pictures. So I can't even go, oh, sold out, stuff. So that's what's been going on. Thank you. Please follow.
What date does this come out? Nice.
You think it's out around the 17th?
And the last episode from 2 weeks ago, I loved it. So good work on that.
Thank you.